I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
Guess what I'm looking for?
A book.
Right. Then you've come to the right person.
I've got to write a paper for my econ class. I've come up with this great topic, macroeconomics. What do you think?
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Neither did anyone else. And I already talked to my professor, and he loved the idea, so he recommended this book, Macro System by Clayton Hammaker. And I checked the shelves, and it wasn't there, so I was wondering if you could help me find it.
Well, if it's not on the shelf, then somebody probably checked it out.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
It happens.
Well, what can I do?
Well, I could send you a postcard when it comes in.
I want to get started on it right away.
All right, well, let me see if I can track down who checked it out.
Oh, that would be great. I love having friends in high places.
I know. I'm in awe of the power I wield.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have amazing news.
Oh, good. I haven't been amazed all day.
Today, in gym class, we ran 60-meter sprints.
And
they timed us, and I had the fastest time in the class.
That's great.
There's more.
Wait, you sure? I mean, you could stop right there, and I'd be satisfied.
Anyway, my gym teacher goes and tells Mr. Oakes, the assistant track coach, about my time. I run another 60-meter for him, and guess what? I'm on the team!
Wow. Wait. The track team?
Yes, the track team. My first meet's in a week. We're running against Fisk.
This is so great.
Can you believe it?
No. I mean, I thought you hated gym class.
This isn't gym class. This is the track team.
But the point is, I thought you hated exercise.
Running has nothing to do with exercise.
I beg your pardon?
I know what she means. Gym class is serious and mandatory, and this is fun and an honor.
Is that what you mean? I couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm very proud.
Something I encourage you all to feel. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go call my parents. See you later.
Oh, wait. I'll go with you. Thanks, Jalice. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Denise, I should hold your bags.
Why?
I want you to save your strength.
Hi, collect from Denise. Hey, Dad.
Hey, you sound happy. How come?
Because I've been asked to join the track team.
As what?
Daddy, as a runner. I ran a 7-2 60-meter today, and the assistant track coach asked me personally.
7-2? No kidding. I would have thought you had too much hair to be any good at track. I'm sorry. Now, do you know what this means? You're the third generation of running Huxtables at Hillman.
Well, I'll try to preserve the family honor.
You do fine.
I just want you to promise me that it won't interfere with your schoolwork.
It won't, I promise.
Or interfere with what already interferes with your schoolwork.
I'll be okay.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Look, there's one thing you have to do for me before you do anything.
What's that?
Come up with a decent nickname.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Now, I'm not talking about some stupid nickname like Flash or Rocket. I want something good, something befitting the daughter of the man they used to call Combustible Huxtable.
Well, how about Combustible Huxtable 2, you know, like a sequel?
Uh-huh. It'll come to you.
Stevie, you would have been proud. Our very own Denise Huxtable, a woman who I have listed in my phone book under every letter, just ran in her first track meet. And I must say, I don't know what was moving faster, her feet or my heart. Oh!
She was superb. She ran the 200-meter relay and she finished sixth.
Oh, six!
Was a strong sixth.
Now, I know that doesn't sound like much, but for an untrained runner in her first meet, show some real potential.
Thank you, Coach.
Just a week ago, you were plain old Denise Huxtable, marginal student with no future. But today, you are Denise, the little engine Huxtable, track star.
Little engine?
Well, Maggie thought it up.
Well, originally it was the little engine that could, but Dwayne shortened it.
Maggie, by the time you get the whole name out, the race is over.
Well, what do you think, Coach? Is the next track star living here in Gilbert?
Yes!
Could be. As soon as we teach her how to run.
How to run? I just did, didn't I?
Your feet were running. They were definitely in the race. But the rest of your body was like swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, you know swimming? You know, your hands out at your side. You look like you was coming up the air. You look bad. See, my job is to teach your whole body to be doing the same sport.
All right, well, I guess I do have a lot to learn.
Oh, it boggles the mind. Oh. But you will get it.
Thanks, Coach.
And I will be at every race cheering you on.
Oh, Dwayne, and every time Denise finishes a lap, don't hug me.
Fine. Stifle enthusiasm.
Oh. Well, bye, people.
Bye, Coach. Thanks. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, congratulations,
oh,
Denise.
Thanks, Steven.
Congratulations? This girl just ran a hellacious race. All you can say is congratulations?
Well, I could say, get out, Dwayne.
Congratulations sounds just fine.
You know, Huxtable, this is just the beginning. Who knows? You could go on to become a world-class runner.
Ooh, maybe run in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, this is it. You could have international stardom. You could have TV shows, movies, your own breakfast cereal, Denise checks.
You guys are just random racists.
Indulge us, will you?
Yeah, now that you're a star, you are going to need a manager. You will need someone to look over you, someone to protect you, to keep all those annoying pests away.
Oh, Dwayne, that way you'd never get to see her.
Well, why you guys are planning my future? I'm going to call my folks.
Ah, tell them I said hi.
Okay.
Oh,
Virgil!
Oh, man, you the running brother. Go ahead.
Virgil, you were great today.
Oh, come on, I wasn't that great.
Oh, come on, two first places?
You're right, I was great.
Hey, I was so nervous before my first race. This guy saved my life.
Denise, the guy just said himself he wasn't that great, please, okay?
Still, I don't know what I would have done without you, Virgil.
You left your gym bag on the bus.
Oh, see what I said? Thanks.
No problem. Well, see you tomorrow at practice.
Practiced already?
Yeah, we practice every day.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, see you tomorrow, engine.
Contact?
You know what they say about sarcasm? Leads to high blood pressure.
I remember that. Whitley, why are you doing yoga in the lobby?
I need room to stretch. And I don't think a lady should get gamey in the boudoir.
Oh, I see.
So, it's not even 7 a.m. I didn't think you'd drag your bones out of bed before noon.
I happen to be going to track practice.
Oh, yes. I heard you become quite the lady athlete. Well, at least quite the athlete.
Whitley, I'll have you know that part of my training is lifting weights, heavy ones.
Really? Well, you must tell me when your next track meet is.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that.
But remember, someone's got to finish last.
are going to love me.
I already do love you, Julius.
I mean, not like I love my mother or my father or my sister. Not like I love Thad. Did I ever tell you about
Maggie?
That? I told you.
Maggie, I found your book.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I didn't exactly find it, but I did find the guy who checked it out. Larry Nickens, he lives over in McLean.
Oh, I'm going to call him right now.
You go do this.
Hi. Bye.
Hi.
Hi. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You look like you're in pain.
Oh, just my body.
Oh, another tough practice, huh?
Oh, in addition to the usual calisthenics and weightlifting that we do, Coach had a little surprise for us today. He had us running up and down the steps of the track stadium about 6,000 times. And all while I'm doing this, he's screaming, Huxtable, raise those knees. Come on, what are you on vacation?
Well, look, it's got to get easier. After all, Edwin Moses wasn't built in a day.
Oh, I don't know. It's just not what I thought it was going to be. I mean, my father, my grandfather ran for Hillman. You know, and I know how lucky I am to be on this team. I really do. And I want to love it. But whenever I get out there and I try to love it, all I feel is this incredible pain.
Well, maybe you're being just a little too hard on yourself.
I don't know. I don't think I have what it takes to do this.
Oh, come on. Sure you do. It's just a little sore right now. Come on. Maybe you should crash for the rest of the night.
I don't think Careful. I have a choice.
Larry Nickens loaned the book to Tony Mitchell, and he loaned the book to Ronnie Garrett, and Ronnie's girlfriend loaned it to somebody else.
Well, I don't know. Macroeconomics are so popular.
I'm just going to have to get on the phone and track down the book myself.
Oh, don't say track. Denise, phone call. Oh, okay. I'll be there someday. Hello. Hi, Daddy.
How's the little engine running?
Good.
Good. Listen, I found my old stopwatch, the one I used to time myself with when I was at Hillman.
Still keeps perfect time. Only loses 1 second every 15 years. I'm going to send it to you, all right?
Oh, great.
Well, you see, I was saving it for Theo, but we know Theo has proven to be slow.
Well, I'll take good care of it, Daddy.
I know you will. How's practice?
Practice? Is good.
Do they still make you run up and down the steps of the stadium?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. When you start to get tired, hold on to the hood of the person running in front of you.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Now, in the spring, they won't be wearing hoods, so you move to the shirt tail.
Okay, Dad.
I remember after practice, I used to feel like one giant tingling nerve. My mind was clear, my body was clean, my thoughts were pure. I was ready to take on the world.
Yeah, that's basically how I feel.
Good.
I can hear it in your voice. Now just keep checking in, hang in there, listen to the coach, enjoy yourself, and I love you.
I love you too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right now, well, you're from Buffalo, so you can't appreciate this, but I would love to have a Coney Island hot dog.
What do you mean I can't appreciate that?
Virgil, please. Coney Island is the birthplace of the hot dog. Now, I'm not just talking about any old hot dog that you can buy in the market. I'm talking about the hot dog with a toasted bun and spicy mustard.
So what you're saying is it's not the hot dog, it's the mustard.
It's not just the mustard, it's the whole combination. Oh, you're from Buffalo. Why am I talking to you? You don't know good food.
You obviously have never had a buffalo chicken wing.
What?
You're joking. They're world famous. Deep fried, Cajun seasoned with just the right hint of garlic.
Mm.
Chickens come from all over the world just for the honor of being a buffalo chicken wing.
Oh, when are we ever going to be able to eat anything like that again?
Oh, who knows?
But I guess it would be kind of hard to get out of the starting blocks if you weighed 250.
Yeah.
You know, every time the subject of track comes up, you always say something like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I love being on the team. I love all the attention that we get, you know? I love these shorts. You know, people look at me differently. You know, like they admire me.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I even like running. I just don't know if I could take all this hard work, and I speak for my legs as well. I'm not like you guys. I get out there and everyone seems so dedicated. And all I could think about is, when is this gonna be over?
Let me show you something. See this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of the coach's favorite shirt. Each of us has one.
Did he give this to you?
No. We took it and cut it up.
Oh, why'd you cut up the coach's shirt?
We wanted to do something to show him how much we hated practice. So one day we took his shirt and we drove over it with a tractor. By the way, that's not plaid. That's a skid mark.
Wait a minute. I thought you guys loved practice.
Loved practice? Are you crazy?
Well, everyone seems so into it.
If you don't seem into it, he just gives you more.
You're telling me, Mr. High Hurdles, that you hate practice as much as I do?
What did you think? You were the only one who didn't?
Yes!
You do have a lot to learn.
Oh, Virgil, this is incredible. You don't understand. I was so upset. I was almost thinking of quitting the team.
Everyone thinks of quitting the team.
Even you?
Every day. Last year I had a speech prepared and everything.
Well, what stopped you?
I met a girl who loved guys who run track.
Virgil, I have lost all respect for you.
Oh. Here. You've earned it. Now you're really a part of the team. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Virgil. I feel so much better.
Anytime.
Well, I guess I should be going to bed. Oh, I'm so hungry, though.
You want to get a hot dog?
Virgil, that'd be irresponsible. We'd be breaking training.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well.
I wonder if that pizza place is still open.
Let's go see.
Would you look at this? I left it in the bathroom for one day, and my 8 3-ounces are gone.
Chewing on bacon, chewing on cheese.
What are you singing?
Muskrat Love.
Muskrat Love?
I love that song.
You love that song?
Well, I like it.
You like a song about two muskrats?
They're in love.
Yeah, well, what muskrats do is their own business. I don't want to hear about it.
I can't believe you like that song, Matthew.
I'm sure every song you like is a classic.
I think I have good taste.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the time I came home and caught you rocking out to
Copa,
Copa Cabana? Yeah.
What's wrong with Copa?
Are you kidding? His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
I like that song. A lot of people like that song.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get serious. Uh-uh. 5 songs you are embarrassed to admit that you like. Maggie, you go first.
Angelisa, it's your idea. You go first.
All right. 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Oh! 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 9 to 5.
That's a full fist gag.
Excuse me. I like the movie. I like the song. All right? Okay, Maggie, it's your turn.
Okay. I always liked the theme from Rocky.
Wait, you mean...
It's inspirational.
Please, Maggie.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, go ahead, Huxtable. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, my brother used to always tease me because I liked... Let's Get Physical.
Let's get physical.
I want to get physical. Physical. I really liked it to dance, too.
No excuses. That is a double fist gag, okay?
Well, I have one that will top all of you. I've always loved this song. Don't hate me for liking it. Rockin' Robin.
Actually, I kind of like that song.
I like it, too.
I have the 45 down here with me.
No, it's not necessary. Oh, here, ready? One, two, three.
He rocks in the treetops all day long.
Hopping in and bobbing and singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin. Tweet, tweet, rockin' robin. Tweet, tweet, rockin' robin.
Ready phone.
Every little bird, ever chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise old owl,
no, so
big
I'll
black
right
crow, flapping their wings, singing, go, 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 Rocky Robin!
The library, my book, it's here. They're gonna close, I gotta go. Very hard.
Back me your coat!
My coat. My shoes.
Shoes. Tweet, 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 tweet